702.
This weekend.
Well, get ready this weekend for an electrifying experience as BAI Heat Seekers Festival. It's making a welcome return. It's going to be taking place over two weekends. And the idea is to showcase particularly young people blazing a trail with their artistry in digital film and youth entertainment spaces. So ideally, we're going to be having captivating film screenings, but also live performances to engaging panels, live talks. It's a festival that offers a diverse range of activities to enjoy. To tell us more about it, we are joined now by Yalizo Njunguna, who's a filmmaker and organizer as well as writer. Yalizo, a very good morning to you. Happy Friday and welcome to 702 Breakfast.
Thank you for having me. I hope you're having a good day.
I am indeed. Tell us about BAI Heat Seekers Festival. What is it for somebody who does not know?
So the festival started off a few years ago as an evening event where we called it Where Digital Comes Alive. So the whole idea of it was, at the time we were young indie directors doing a web series, and we contacted a bunch of other web series directors, a bunch of comedians, and a bunch of indie musicians, so to all showcase on the same night. So the idea was, if you came in because you liked this one indie artist, you'd find out about a web series or a drama that you didn't know in the indie space. And if you came in for this comedian, vice versa, to kind of connect the entertainment industry from a young and independent and digital perspective. And it has since grown to last 2 years, a one-day event, and now this year we're doing our first two-weekend extravaganza, which is really, really exciting.
And of course, part of the reason we decided to have a conversation about this is the idea of what you are doing to champion young content creators, young producers, young entertainers in the space.
Yes, which is, I think, this year's festival really is a testament to that, because what we've tried to do this year is both be a display for not just in front of the screens talent, but also a lot of diverse behind the scenes talent. So within our festival, we have, for example, on top of screenings, on top of our screenings, which will include music films from Grammy winners like Una Rams, where we break down their music videos and their music films, and documentaries which have been shown across the world. We'll also be having a music masterclass where there is a Netflix film by the name of Inkabi. And the scorist is going to be actually breaking down one of the scenes and how he came about scoring it, with the actual orchestra breakdown of everything there. So you kind of get to feel and understand what goes behind, for example, the making of music for cinema. We're going to be having a lot of panels with, for example, event organizers, for organizers to film directors who have directed for shows like Miss Education, Netflix's Miss Education, Adulting and Youngin. So it's focusing on both the young programming, but also the people behind the youthful programming from a panel perspective. But from a music perspective, we have such amazing artists, from Lucille Slade and Imani Basquiat to Bailu Wanster and Fila La, who are really, really soulful, intimate, and really great performers within the alternative and R&B space. So I think from there's a diverse range of content and performances which we're going to be having, both from tomorrow and on Saturday at Timolohong Digital Innovation Precinct. Our tickets do start from 175 Rand, but you can get a weekend pass for 300 Rand.
It sounds absolutely fascinating, because, of course, we know independent film festivals, I'm thinking Cannes, Toronto, perhaps even Sundance, play a really, really important part in the film industry.
They do. And I think for us, it's been, we've seen with our focus on youth and digital, what we've tended to find is, from even from 5 years ago, our first showcase that we did was in 2018, and we had a great number of screeners who, for example, even this year are currently doing Netflix independent films. Actually, one of the on Sunday, one of our key events is going to be an extended preview of a film called Trading Places, which is currently on Netflix. And it's from a young production company called Eccentric Circus. So we're going to actually be showing 15 minutes of that film, followed by an actual like extended discussion as to how it is that that young production was able to independently fund and get their film to Netflix, onto both Netflix View, but they were at our showcase as independent content creators 5 years ago. And they were also meeting other different filmmakers who were part of the process in making the film. So even from an ecosystem perspective, we have those types of connections which are happening within the young and indie space, which has been very, very gratifying to see.
It sounds absolutely fantastic. As you said, or at least as I said in my introduction, it's taking place over two weekends, starting tomorrow and of course next week. Where can people find the program in terms of trying to figure out which sessions, which screenings they may want to attend?
So you can check out our social media, which is at BAI Heatseekers, where the daily programs will be there. But also you can check out our website, where we will have our film program, our speakers program, and our live acts program on, which is baifoundation.org.za, and our social media, which is at BAI Heatseekers. Just for a very quick breakdown of each of the days, tomorrow, day one, is focused on music, film, and cultural expression, which is focusing on the relationship between music and cinema. Our second day is focused on contemporary filmmaking and visual storytelling, which will be putting a focus on digital independent filmmakers and content creators. And then next weekend, we'll be having our industry workshops, which go behind the scenes into things like the legal ramifications of AI and really going into industry conversations. And that will be happening at Actor Spaces on the 20th of April.
BAI Heat Seekers, that's what you look for on their social media pages. I think it sounds absolutely fantastic and fascinating. Yalizo Njuguna, thank you so much for your time this morning, and may your festival grow from strength to strength. Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you for having me. 702
Podcast on PrimeMediaPlus.com.